Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
I don't know what to do. I ain't ready. I'm so off my pivot foot right now. Takeover Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Damn. Let's just get into some of the music to get people started, set the vibe.
All right.
I get my collective together. So don't forget. I mean, tell them what Takeover Tuesday is all about.
Takeover Tuesday is where you can build your brand for free. The only night that you can come on somebody's radio station and build your brand for free. You know what I'm saying? Talk about it. Tell us what it is. Free promotion. Stuff like that.
Right. But you better hope it's something that we like. We got a remix for y'all. Bruno Mars.
We live, y'all. Takeover Tuesday. 563-999-3411. You gotta press 1 to talk about your company. Let's get it. Let's go. Hey.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Like she said, let's go. It's Takeover Tuesday. Get your little stuff together. Call us up. 563-999-3411. Let's talk. It's the Monstrous Radio Live Podcast. MonstarsRadio.com. SoLetMeSpeak.com. Takeover Tuesday. Let's go.
Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my pica. Girl, I'll be a pico.
Tuesday. That's one of them songs that's saying, you lucky that you bougie and I like bougie. To me, that's what I hear. When I hear that song, that's what I like. It'd be like, oh, diamonds and ice and all this. You lucky that that's what I like. I'm from the hood, but I like that good stuff. Take over Tuesday. We can talk about what y'all want. Or we can, you can let us DJ all nine nights. We'll DJ all nine nights. But you can call in, get your groove on. So, okay, part of our show, we got who's bumping who, who's getting fat, gossip, entertainment, lifestyle. Who we got coming up later on tonight? Who going to get their head busted?
Well, I got some updates. You know, I'm always the update girl. Pop Smoke's murder investigation. We got some stuff about Tekashi 6ix9ine. Empire Show Dude, Princess Love, I gotta mess with her, update on her. The First Karen, got some update about The First Karen. Kanye West, we got some Arkansas police clowning in it, and we got some departures from a popular show.
Okay. Some interesting stories. Like, I can't wait to hear about this Karen one, because, man, I be feeling sorry for the Karens of the world. Yeah, I mean, the Karens that ain't did nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? Now they got to change their name to something else.
I know a few Karens.
You know, some shit like that. You know, just to seem
safe. I know a few Karens who act like Karens.
Uh-oh. Okay. So let's see.
Sorry,
so it's Takeover.
Off, but it was fitting it. The name. I'm just saying.
Hey, sometimes it be like that. You know, ain't nothing like a conversation that has a testimony in it. But we can come up on that when we get to that. Get to that. Okay. Y'all hear that? some people don't get it for real. But until then, you know, let's see. Okay, see, Takeover Tuesday. You know, we talk about brand building, things like that. You know, in the past, we've also given out tips on things that people can do to help build their brand. Like, you know, some people, they just, sometimes with brand building, it's about creativity, a wow factor. Sometimes people, they, the simplest things they don't think about. Like some people don't think about bumper stickers. It's a great way to build your brand. It's just hopefully you won't put it on somebody who can't drive. That's going to be pissing people off. Then they're going to be hitting you up talking about, I don't know who it is in that LeSabre, that 86 LeSabre. That lean to the left every time they trying to turn to the right. you know, but little simple stuff like that. Stickers, decals, stuff like that. You know, I want to know some things, or we could talk about some things. Maybe you had some things. Something that you might have did that was out of the norm that people don't really think about when it comes to branding. I got one. So, you know. Some more stuff coming up here, just a little bit. Just buying some time over here. But, I mean, what's some other things you could think about that help people with building their brand?
Having something that's catchy. Something that somebody would definitely want to, like, go into. Like, I'm, like, at a crossroad right now branding my brand. SOMS, the So Let Me Speaks, because for the life of me, I cannot figure out what logo I want to use. So most people that I know when it comes to hair or when it comes to healing or when it comes to being a therapist, they use their face or they use their, you know, their image as themselves. And that to me is what I see when it comes to hair or whatever, real estate. They use their face because that's who's going to be selling the product. But for me, I want the product to sell itself. I don't want to be the face. And I started using my face for a while. And the picture that I chose, you know, it was oh, I want to see what it is because, yep, I see you're in this red dress and I see your boobs and I see, you know, whatever. But I was like, that's not how I want to portray it. So it's basically getting people's attention by your brand, what you have, not for who you are, to me. Yep, you can show your face, you can do all that because you are, but I think something that's, you know, unique, something that they have never seen before, because most people is like, oh, I've seen people with faces, oh, I've seen this, you know, wow me, because people are at home now, so how can I wow you to get your attention and say, oh, let me go back to that, and if they don't think you're cute,
right,
they're not going to come to you. You know what I'm saying? If you are not attractive, they're not going to come to your site. And they're going to, you know, oh, she ain't cute, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to say that I'm not cute, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? But it's just what to use that's going to draw. I would not put bumper stickers on my car, but that is a great idea. And if I had to use a bumper sticker, I am giving it to the crazy driver. Because guess what? When you think about a crazy driver, you're going to be thinking of my bumper sticker. Y'all remember that, what that bumper sticker said? That crazy driver had that bumper sticker on there. So I am going to give it to somebody who's going to cause a stir. Someone that's going to cause, you know, someone to think again when they think about something that happens to them. So it's like that wow factor and that aha, and it's something that I want them to remember by. You know, what can be rememberable? And you got to set yourself apart. That's what I think it takes so many people to brand. Because they're really trying to think outside the box. That's going to set them outside and be like, that's different. Y'all see that? That's different. Instead of getting caught up in, oh, that's the same. Or that's the same. Or even make it different where they have to be like, what is that? And then you tell them, they'll be like, oh, okay, that's different. You know, just being unique and being authentic with what you do. And then standing behind whatever you decide and don't let no one talk you out of it. Like, you got to be sure within your product.
Right. All right. We're going to take a little music break. When we come back, we're going to get into the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. You said you're going to give it to the crazy driver. You're going to say, so let me speak. It's unbelievable, and that's what they're going to remember it as. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable how the soul of you speaks to me as you can't use a blinker to make that damn left turn. It is what it is. Here's some future. Future, this is a song called Tycoon. We're going to help him pay for some of them kids. Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. Online radio with the Roar. Podcast.
On my feet, they can't take me. I know I ain't gonna be the sister on like 80. I've been getting so damn geek, I've been praying. I've been chinchilla sheet where I'm staying. Took that Draco on a PJ, ain't playing. I ain't going no, street's dangerous. Ain't got active, so fucked I had to rid it. I sent hills from everywhere they had to did it. They know my thing banging the same coast, forget it. I got my transport up and I got my get it. I'm getting a passport stamp, we going steady. They try to cut us, throw it out with a machete. I know my little brother gon' kick a door and let that lid hit. I'm not imposing, so I'm trying to find an exit. They know the 1,000 cutters hitting off if they come for me. On old game 27, they gon' gun for me. ABK gon' broad day, you ain't get it done for me. I'm a big dog, they a little son to me. I'm a tycoon, that's why they hate me. So they throw the sheet, some of them going crazy. Got Balenciaga on my feet, they can't take me. I don't ain't gonna be the sister unlike 80. I've been getting so damn geek, I've been praying. I've been chinchilla sheet where I'm staying. Took that Draco on a PJ, ain't playing. I ain't going no, street's dangerous. Clearly, I don't wanna see they let you take it. Ain't going no, I'ma spray it. Let my dogs out the leash, you gon' hate it. Twin choppers on me, they my favorite. Yeah. Catch me rollin' in the ghost, Patrick Swayze. Travelin' all across the coast for this gravy. Ryan gold by the pound, I upgraded. I came from La Mexico, I made it. Posted up outside the store, I'm the greatest. If you can make it out the bricks, that's amazing. I got my game from out the six, ain't no trading. You know the side where two guns blazing. I'm a tycoon, that's why they hate me. So they throw the sheets, stomach, I'm gonna go shit. Never listen to my feet, they can't take this. I don't ain't gonna be the sister, I'm like, hey, I've been getting so damn geek, I've been peeking, I've been chin till a sheet, where I'm chin till a sheet. Put that Draco on a PJ, ain't playing. I just chill out my seats, my I been getting up, I been geek, I been playing. Hey, they drink it on the beat, they ain't drink.
Takeover Tuesday. Some music by Future. You want to hear some independent artists, hit us up. Let us know who you want to hear. And if we got it, we got you. You dig? So, all right. Let's see. We're bringing it back. We're about to get to our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, Entertainment, Gossip, Lifestyle. Now, we talk about some of the things other people talk about, but our commentary is a little bit different, though. whether they get love or not, it all depends on the mood of the day. We could have been your friend last time, but your ass might catch it tonight. So we're going to see who we're going to get. So who we got up first to bat? Or did they hear Busted?
You know, I'm going to start off with Princess Love. You know what I'm saying? This is an update. So if you guys don't know, that, you know, Princess Love filed for divorce from Ray J. And, you know, we went in on her talking about she knew who he was, you know, how he was and whatever. But she has now petitioned to court to dismiss her filing. She was like, at that time, it was a difficult time for both of us, and we are asking that you just let us have our privacy as we work through the deal with this very thing, trying to keep our marriage together. They welcomed their second child, son, Epic Ray, and they are saying, hey, I wanted to file, but now I virtually want him back with me and my kids. Over the very past months, they've been locked at the studio together before lockdown, before he came home, and he's been a super mom since then. He's been a super dad, and he's like, she's been a super mom. And she just wanted to make sure that we were good. They're taking one day at a time. It's a blessing that he's able to be with his kids. He is seeing his life a little bit differently. He's like, God is good. She filed for divorce. Ray J has denied that he's done anything in Vegas. So they're dealing with all their issues, but they're striving to be a family.
Let's see. What happened was, don't get me wrong, I wish I had some, I'm going to see if we got some Ray J music in. I like me some Ray J. You did? I like Ray J. But y'all ain't see what happened? Did y'all see what happened? Okay. They was in problem. Quarantine hit. They got locked in the house. Now he has some sweet time now. She can't run around. She can't get away. It's time now. He has some sweet time. Yeah, baby. No, that ain't what it was. He done sweeted her up now. It is. Now, the whole thing is we going to see what's going to happen after this quarantine open back up. And the club's back open, and the shit's popping again. We going to see if he going to be how he is now. But who knows? He could be a changed man, because let's keep it real. Times right now make you reflect. Maybe he grew up now. Now he's like, you know what? Being out there with all that, shit, I don't need all that. You know what I mean? This is what I need right here. Because, hey, having a family is a beautiful thing. You dig? I'm just saying, having a family is a beautiful thing. Especially when that baby comes, ooh, it can change a whole, it can start up a whole new field of emotion. You know? And you get to sit there and look at the baby and the mama. Oh, you know what it is. The baby daddy there, look at the baby. Oh, we a family. And they can't go nowhere. That's a movie right there. That's a princess movie. Not a prince movie. I said princess. Damn it. But right. Yeah. So, you know, that's what it is. But we're going to see what it do. You know, I got faith in Ray J. Like I said, I'm a Ray J fan. But we're going to see what happens when the quarantine lifts and the clubs open up. He go back on tour.
Okay. Ray J's entanglement is over.
Entanglement.
His entanglement. His entanglement with all the women's in Vegas. His entanglement with the women's in California. His entanglements are on ice right now. And until his entanglements can, you know, come back outside, Ray J is going to be the best man possible. But as soon as his entanglements are free again, she going to reinstate that. She going to reinstate that. I'm just saying. However, Ray J, if you are really serious about your wife and you, dude, just let it go. If y'all ain't agreed that it's an open relationship, stay your tail at home until it becomes clear she wants to join you in that lifestyle. But until then, dude, don't mess your life up for your entanglement.
He said, unless y'all agree an open lifestyle. See, most men that say they want an open lifestyle, they don't really want an open lifestyle. They just want to be able to run around their damn self. So when she get ready to bust that thing open for somebody else, he tripping. I'm just saying, let's keep it 100. Most men ain't built like that. They say they is until she get ready to bust it open. And then he want to be tripped. I've seen it many times, many, many times. Now, hold on. Let's see what she got to say about it. Maybe she don't bust it open a couple of times.
Let me stop. What's good, Callie? What's good, Callie?
What's good? How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
You all right?
How are you doing?
I'm here. I'm off work now until October 5th. So,
are you getting paid for it, Kelly?
Yeah, I was gonna say you sound a little depressed.
You know what? I'm so disappointed with the district because, I mean, I am a rec aide. I get paid by the hour, but I'm guaranteed 1 hour assignment no matter what. And if I only work that one assignment, that's all I get paid is for 1 hour. So basically, I only get paid for 1 hour a day.
So, my word, Jesus.
So, yeah. So usually my checks after taxes like 9-something. Now it's only 2-something. But I am thankful, even though I'm disappointed, you know, that they're not taking care of the rec aid, you know, the district. But I am thankful I am getting something. It's better than nothing, and I'm able to at least pay a bill.
That's a good way to look at it. That is a great way to look at it.
And I thank God that I was able to pay my rent all the way up until October. So that's one less stress thing I got to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But at least you know. Right. I don't know yet still. I still don't know what my fate is at my job.
Right.
You know, our district has not yet decided if they were going to let the kids go to school, and if so, if it's hybrid or not. They haven't decided which model that they're choosing, and they actually sent a survey out to see what we think and how we feel. And a lot of our educators, they do not want to go back into the school. So a lot of families are saying yes and no. Our elderly parents who take care of their grandkids are saying no, but the moms who want to kick it are saying yeah.
And that's how it was out here too. Like it was announced that school was going to start on September 1st. They had a choice of they can keep their kid at home or they can send them to school like full-time, like normal school, and they would do like half a morning with the teacher, then the other half with somebody else, like rap or another teacher or something, or they can come to school for the morning and then go home at lunchtime and do the homework, you know, and then be with their families. But, and I already had knew my supervisor, he tells me, oh, no, we're going to start September 1st. I'm like, not a LA Unified School District announced they're going online. And sure enough, after they announced it, here's the ripple effect. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I read the comments, you know, that people post, and a lot of them are like, you know, the kids need to be in school. And I agree 100%. Kids need to be in school. But what is more important, your kids being in school and getting sick and bringing it home, or keeping your kids at home and do what you got to do? And the ones that are complaining are the parents, they ain't got a job.
Oh, yeah, the ones that just want to keep at home, you know, because they're tired of babysitting, and they want our check. Mm-hmm. Talking about, well, can I have your check because I got to discipline them. That's the only check you getting is our discipline one, which is be mad.
Right, you know what I mean?
And you know what?
You know, go ahead, E-Monster.
No, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, finish.
The one thing I thank God for, Miss Unbelievable, is because she understands, you know, where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? And it's really hard for when somebody doesn't work in the district, a school district, don't understand, you know, what the thing is going on. I mean, it's to where anybody that comes on campus has to wear a mask, has to ask questions, take temperatures, everything has to be hand sanitized. It's like, it's a whole lot. And I felt like if the kids were going to come back, it should have been the kids that the parents have a job. The parents that don't have a job and just sit home all day long and do nothing, then they need to keep their kids at home. But the ones, the families that have to work, the mom and dad, then send those kids to school. And the ones that don't have a job, keep your kids at home. You know.
That's kind of hard because then you're creating separatism, and we can't do that. You know, that's saying, okay,
right,
my kid is better than your kid. That's not equality. You know, that's not showing equity.
Right.
Nor is it, you know, being able to say, hey, the ones kids whose parents are at home is mostly our, you know, our kids who don't have the highest education. It takes them anyway to get there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that's the key. I think what will really make a difference is if they really took the time to have a plan. They ain't even got a plan with adults, but yet have plans with kids. So like I was saying last week, when you sit and you send a student to school, they don't even understand why do I have to wear a mask, what the mask is all about, what is safety, because they don't have yet in their minds what that sense is, because they're still will fight at the drop of a dime. That's considered safety. They will cut themselves at the drop of a dime. That's considered safety. They will run down the hallway and knock over everybody. They don't yet understand that sense of safety and what we mean by staying safe. So until we sit there and organ and let them know, okay, this is the reason why you got to wear your mask, okay, but why? And some kids were like, well, my mama said I don't have to wear it. Okay, so what do we do with the kids who said their mama said they don't have to wear it? What do we do with the kids? Well, my mama said I'm allergic to the hand sanitizer, so I can't wash my hands. So now they all looking to talk about you got cooties. Now you get mad because you got cooties, and don't nobody want to be with you because you got cooties. Then we got to go through all that situation. So they don't understand the minds of the younger kids. Now the older kids, hey, let them decide which one they want to choose. You could, because they have that option, because they understand what safety means for them. But when we're talking about the younger kids, we're talking about kids who still eat their snot. We're talking about kids who still wipe their hands out their butt.
Mm-hmm.
Things that that's not nasty. So how do we, you know what I'm saying? That whole situation to training and educating them to know what is safety for them. And that's like, you gonna teach that? Because parents ain't teaching that, because their parents walk out the door just as well and don't have a mask. If I die, I die.
Right.
If it comes this way, it comes this way. And then, on the other hand, if God want to take me, take me. Okay.
Right. And it's like, you know, and I love my district and everything, but they're not organized. You know what I mean? Like, this is what they said is going to happen. And I'm like, okay, well, who's going to take the temperature when we don't have a full-time nurse as it is? You know, who is going to, you're going to get extra custodians to come in and, you know, wipe things down after everybody and stuff. And, you know, it's, I don't know what the situation is like in Minnesota as far as, like, how many cases you got and everything. Yesterday, our Governor Newsom, he shut down the malls, the barbershops, the nail salon, everything else again. And he said, we're in the orange. If we hit that red mark, which we're very close to hitting it, we will go back on lockdown, meaning we can't come out unless it's going to the store and to the doctor. That's it.
Yeah, right. We are back up. We're in the pink right now. We have confirmed 43,000 with 1,548 deaths. So we are on the rise since July. We're up by a few. So we are there, and it's really hitting us in our bottom states. So right now we are in the pink. They're really thinking about closing us down again. We are on the list to not go to New York. You'll get fined if you go to New York. So, yeah, they're making masks really a mandate. But for people who have asthma, for people who have respiratory issues, you can't mandate them to wear that. Because
right.
Now you're saying now you want to kill them. So, and then ask yourself, the kids wearing them, well, if a kid under a certain age, they're not supposed to have them on anyway because of their breathing hasn't been developed yet. So you got a whole bunch of questions that they can't answer.
Right. You know, and it's just like, I'm in Long Beach. Orange County is the next city over, so I don't know how, you know, how, like, it is. But Orange County announced it, said school will start, nobody has to wear a mask, and nobody has to social distance. So it's like whatever happens in Orange County affects Long Beach, and whatever affects Long Beach affects Orange County. So it's basically they're like, you know, screw the kids. They need to be in school. And I agree, kids need to be in school, but they – like, I agree with you, Miss Unbelievable. They need to have a plan. No matter what state you live in, I think the school needs to sit down. All the schools need to sit down together and figure out what precautions are we going to do. Once they get it together,
well,
then we can go back to work.
Well, I know our district is horrible, so they can't even get us wipes, like I said, in the schools. So better yet, get anything else in the school to help them. East District here definitely are at one accord. East District here has disparities. East District here has more money in some places than others. And so it's going to be real interesting to see how the districts do come together and decide who gets what. Are they going to share? And if not, then what does it look like for the rest of the year? I know that they were saying if we do not start in September, then January is the start that they're looking, because they're saying, okay, then our winter should kill down some of the COVID-19. That's the difference between us and different places. The cold kills here where it's supposed to kill here. So it's where they're saying, okay, if the cold weather comes, then here comes our flu season, but yet still killing off some viruses that they don't necessarily have to worry about. So I don't know. We won't know until the 27th,
right,
when our person, you know, comes on and say what they want to do. But it's interesting to see what's next.
Yes, sir.
Well, I know conspiracy theorists is going to attack that winter thing, because they're trying to, well, at one point they were saying this strand of the coronavirus was found in the Arctic somewhere deep. It's an old strand. Da 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 da. So yeah, we're gonna see how that goes. But I think the main thing that what America is going through, and I don't know about other countries, I haven't really been up on it too much. You know, I'm just looking within right now. But I think it's just a lot of controversy. You got the president fighting with the leader, the head of the CDC, and, you know, you got these people saying this, that. It's just crazy. I mean, you just don't know what to believe. They come out say that at first the mask can't really protect nobody. Now they're saying you got to wear it everywhere. It's just a lot of this, that. You don't know what to trust. You don't know who to trust, who to believe in. And I think that's where the problem is coming right now. And that's where all the fights is getting in. People talking about, oh, it's not federal. It's against the law to say I can't come in without it. It's just so much right now. Like I said, it's confusing. You get one person putting this out, this person putting that out. They're saying, oh, can't nobody go nowhere. Then they allowed. See, I'm confused even just trying to get the information out.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where the problem is. Nobody knows what to believe.
Now, imagine explaining that to a student. What's up, Jazzy? Now, imagine explaining that to a student. You hear what we're talking about. What you think about it, baby girl?
I think my kids are going to be at home because I don't got time to play with these folks. I think it's going to be on some shit like if they go to school, they're going to be required to take a vaccine. And I'm already skeptical about the everyday shots y'all give them. So my doctor, their doctors that they got here, like, I don't let them take certain shots. I refuse. And the doctor was actually mad because I wouldn't give them certain shots. And I was like, I'm actually not required. Like, I don't have to let them give none of these shots. So I really think that's what it's going to come down to. Like, my kids are going to be at home.
But are you comfortable with your kids being at home? Because, you know, some parents aren't comfortable with their kids being at home. Are you comfortable with your kids being at home and think that and are assuring that they're going to get the education that they need?
Well, first of all, they're already smart. Like, my kids are smart as hell. And I'm confident that if they do viral classes, that it's no different from taking college courses online.
Absolutely.
Right. So I feel like the kids barely going to school learning shit. That's if you ask me. They learn more outside of school than they learn inside of school. And most of the shit that they telling them in school is lies anyway.
Yeah.
Right. See, that was going to be my next question. Like, what is really like the curriculum? Because they are talking about that. It is a national question. How are they going to integrate school back in, and should they do it? And if they do, how should they do it? Because I heard of this, and maybe you or Ms. Unbelievable or Callie, one of you two know the specifications of it. But they talk about this hybrid with the school. I think some of the kids do part of the schooling. I don't know if it was 1 or 2 days a week. They get a computer. They do some of it at home. I guess that would be like Jazzy just said, it would be like online college classes. Do you guys know anything about those, about this hybrid learning?
Well, I've had, like, with the new schools that I was going to enroll my kids into, they wasn't going to go to the same school they was going to last year anyway, because my daughter actually be in high school this year, and my son will be in seventh grade. So I had switched them schools, and I've been having to take different surveys during this whole pandemic of what I will allow them to do, how many computers I would need, if I would need a hotspot or internet or all types of stuff. But I think in DeKalb County, where my sister is, they decided to let them do virtual school altogether. But some schools are doing like 1 day a week, and then the rest of the classes will be virtual. But I'm like, if you're going to do 1 day a week, you might as well do the whole week virtual school. That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. Unbelievable.
The hybrid here will be basically broken up. Some kids, well, they have three different ones. The first one is that they'll go to school as regular. The second one, if it has an outbreak, they will do online district learning. The third one would be, and that's just district learning. That means all your classes will be online as they did it when the first outbreak came, where you and your teachers, y'all meet 4 hours, that you still meet 8 hours. You do all your subjects. You got to sign in with your teachers and all that. It's a lot of compute. It's a lot of screen time, and a lot of parents don't like the screen time that it requires. Some kids get done with it fast. Some kids don't get done with it at all. And then some kids, you know, get confused, and it's a lot of work because they have a lot of independent work that they have to do by themselves. The third hybrid is where you'll come in, like Jazzy was saying, a half a day, and then you'll leave a half a day. Or some kids will come in like on Monday, like let's just say 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. The 6th grade will come in on Monday. The 7th grade will come on Wednesday. And 8th grade will come on Friday. They'll go to other classes, but on Tuesday and the days that they are not in school, they'll have online classes. Or the classes will be shortened within so many hours of the day. So let's just say the 6th and 7th would do the morning time, the 8th grade would do the bottom time. So it's like they're trying to figure out how to split it up so they won't have that many kids in the building at the same time. And for some kids for some classes who have over 400 students inside, they'll do two. They'll be all spread apart all around in the classroom. The buses will run. They will try to grab 15 kids at a time and bring them in at a certain time. So, therefore, your kids will have to wake up earlier just to get on the first round of buses, get on the second round of buses, get on the third round of buses. Or your parents will drop you off.
Okay.
I know in some areas here, the one day that they're going to be going to school, they are not providing transportation for the kids. The parents have to drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that in itself was crazy, because what about the parents that don't have transportation to drop their kids off? What about the parents that the bus getting their kids to school is the only transportation that they have?
Yeah, and so for us, if we had to take temperatures, the people who would take temperatures at our school would probably be our non-worker, you know, our help workers, our EAs, our SEAs, our SSPAs, and then the ones in our security guard. So they will make sure that the temperatures would be taken, but temperatures, come on, y'all. That's not – some people have – the coronavirus and don't have no effects at all. So we can't go off of temperatures. We can't go off of being sick. We can't go off of that, because half the time the kids come to school sick as a dog, go sleep all day in the nurse's office, and what, every time someone gets sick, we're going to think about coronavirus and have to shut down all the time?
Yep.
That's not something, you know, either, because we had a before we shut down, we had a parent whose father had the coronavirus, and the mom came up and got the student, and we're like, well, do you have it? You know what I'm saying? She's like, well, I don't know. That's why we're coming to get the kids. Well, how in the hell are we supposed to know who has what if the parents ain't telling the school that they have it, because they don't want the child to stay at home, but yet the child knows, and it's like, okay, they're going to be secretive because they don't want the kids to stay at home, and if one student has it, we got to shut the whole school down.
Yep.
And then we got to do the whole cleanup. So we're basically, once again, saying, okay, this one student is going to shut everybody's education down. Is that the smart thing to do? Or just why not just keep the online going on until we figure out really what it is that's needed for these kids to go back to school?
Yep.
But then to get to the kids who don't have, who lives in the shelters, who travels all around, those are the kids that they're talking about are most – ones that they're worried about, our transient parents.
We even do temperatures at my job, like, and I'm the person who has to take everybody's temperature at my job. And I'm just like, listen. I asked my manager, like, what about me? I'm taking everybody's temperature. What about me, though? I got on this mask, but I don't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should just let everybody stay at home, and everybody should do virtual school, and that way, you know, we know everybody is safe for sure.
I agree, because like on Monday, our superintendent announced that, you know, there's going to be 15 kids per classroom, and the parents can choose whether to do hybrid all-day schooling or half a day and stuff like that, and then the survey will go out tomorrow, which is the 15th, but now then they you know, announced that, you know, we're going to be doing online from the 15th of October. Or the 5th, and it was like, and I emailed my principal talking about, well, who's going to do all this? You know what I mean? And it's like Miss Unbelievable will say, the kids come to school sick anyway. So, and the parents know it, you know, and we're like, you knew your kid was sick. Why did you send him to school? Because he needs to be in school, you know, and it's just like I don't like, and like I was telling my supervisor, I don't like the fact districts shouldn't put out any information until they have their stuff.
Everything figured out, right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, you know,
they putting out
all
bits and pieces,
you know,
of information,
things.
And it ain't helping nobody.
No, and it's confusing, and I'm not even a teacher. I'm a rec aide, so I'm on the playground with these kids. And my supervisor, he was telling me, you know, we're probably going to have to take the temperature. I'm like, I'm telling you right now, I'm not taking nobody's temperature. And I'm not wiping down anything. I'm already OCD as it is. Put me on the playground far away from the kids, and I can watch the kids play. Just do that. You go wipe everything down. I'm not doing it. You know?
Yeah, listen, bleach is bleach. Bleach will, you know, bleach is bleach. I mean, that's why we use bleach. Bleach will wipe everything down. But my thing is, once we have the, okay, let's say online learning, we still have those kids that's outside that needs, you know, recreation, needs running around.
Yep.
Because they're running around, is killing folks, they're running around, is robbing houses, they're running around, is not being productive. So what are we going to put in those places? Are we going to open up the Boys and Girls Club? Are we going to open up our hospitality houses? Are we going to open up gyms, you know, and have the workers go into the in those places and say, hey, this is your time. We got this schedule for you to come in and do this. Because if we don't give them something to do, we're going to see more deaths of our young kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think one part of learning, or one thing that people need, is that social interaction. You know what I mean? I know I understand people say staying at home and all that stuff, but they still need that social interaction, because I think that's part of, like, what some problems kids have. Like today, that say, like, some of us didn't have when we were younger. Today, we didn't have no problem going up, asking somebody, da da da, and confronting them in person and talked it out. Nowadays, it seems like a lot of the youth, they just go to social media, start firing at each other, da da da, and then it turns into something way different when if they just met in person or, you know, didn't do it through text. Because talking to somebody through text has no emotion. You can take shit any way you want to. And so how I can end up being something else, be like, oh, why you say it like that? Okay. Like, wait, what? Thumbs up. Oh, you saying up my ass? No, it was just okay. A thumbs up. It is. So I think one of the things that people do need is that interaction. So how do we end up getting that with the, you know, the staying at home? So I think that is the one good thing that it probably could be about, you know, but it's, that it, that may be something we have to sacrifice to figure out another way how to do it. Because if real questions, do we sacrifice health for education? Like, do we bring all the kids back to school? Is there health? If there's a health problem there, do we sacrifice that just to say for education?
There's a health problem, but the Bible did say, my people perish for the lack of knowledge, which is proven to be a very true statement because, baby, it is some dumb-ass people in the world.
Yeah, but if knowledge was given at home, then we wouldn't really be having this conversation because knowledge starts at home.
Facts.
If you can't educate your kids at
home. It starts at home. You're absolutely right.
Then here's our problem. Parents stop educating themselves and teaching their kids the things that we are now that they're asking the schools to do. If we still had how we were raised, I'm not talking about the beatings, I'm not talking about the threatening, I'm talking about the training that we got as far as learning how to cook, learning how to sew, learning how to get out there, change the tire, learning how, you know, those things that, you know, some parents taught their kids how to do. Like most of the time, you know, we had to use our imagination. Okay, we didn't have no internet. We had to, you know, go in the room, put your clothes basket as your basketball hoop and your socks as the ball, and then you had to, you know, hoop. That was hooping, and y'all was in there, sit down. That's all you heard your mama say, and then y'all try to, you know, continue playing, you know, one-on-one, you know, not trying to, you know, make that much noise. But those are the things that was creative, playing hopscotch, playing jacks, going and having reading time. We made them like the books, but in our creative minds, we created our own books.
Yep.
That helped us. If we go back to training that, then we wouldn't be having this conversation of being worried about our kids not being educated because the education started at home.
Preach, sister.
So there won't be no lack of knowledge because the knowledge would be there.
Dex.
Right.
DJ, you ready for a music break? What we got?
Wait, what?
How did you disappear?
Pull out on me like that. I ain't ready. You didn't give me no warning, nothing.
I ain't ready. She was like,
well, Miss Unbelievable. Miss Unbelievable. He's not ready, so, you know, I didn't get to do my little intro that I do every thing. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Hey, girl. Hi, girl. I'm good. You know what? You know it's been one. I've been chilling all day. I ain't been doing nothing today. But tomorrow, girl, it's going to be busy. Okay.
Hey, Miss Kelly, girl. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good. My auntie, she came down from Bakersfield to see us because she missed us. Well, I was kind of good because I'm, like, getting, what can you say, a little depressed because I'm not having, like, social people. I'm used to going to work and interacting with people. Now I'm, like, stuck
doing nothing.
Auntie, come and take my place because I got to work every day. I'm tired. Baby, I don't want to go to work no more. I want to stay at home sometimes. What's up, Emoso?
Yeah, I'm gonna play some music because y'all just had a little bit of a girl session. Take over Tuesday.
Okay,
I'm taking it back on Tuesday. We're gonna bring it back after this. Gonna be the young thug. Yeah. Here we go, y'all. Take over Tuesday. Last chance to call us up. 563-999-3411. Yeah, let's get it.
I got
Monster
I got
Stars.
Hey, I got your in the headlock. Put on that in the sped eye. Hit the gas looking for red dot. Headlock. Kick him to my last lock. What the them fed car? 2-3 knock up head on. Headlock. Yup, round me rogues. You ain't got to ask, I'm told. Big 4-5 and 4. I bust my fucking head open. Killers on side of scope. And I put the play in motion. Hey, you bumpin', I hope that you bought it. Got out of my rotted. And you think they gon' make you come out it. Got oozes and choppers. You cuffin' that and she garbage. I shoot her a test, she come swallow it. bartender. I can send the players way wide. He's so worried about him. Ooh. These are the gangsters. Talking rah-rah, but he ain't really murking shit. He ain't really hurting shit. In the car with him, and gotta be careful, little cause it's gonna get hit. He'll be the first one to snitch. He'll be the first one to switch. The first one to. He'll be the first one to trip. I'll shoot. Now look at this. What happened to the cop? This bummer, that's tough. Grab my look, cop. 50-50 women got a bunch more coming. Hey, I got your face in a headlock. Throw that in a sped out. Hit the gas looking for red dot. Headlock. Kick him to my last lock. What the them fed cost? 2 to 3 knock up head on. Headlock. Yup, round me rogues. You ain't gotta ask, I'm told. Big 4-5 and 4. Bustin' fucking head open, killers on side of scope, and I put the play in motion.
I pour all the purple potion. I made little monkey the potion. The coupe is all white like it's lotion. You talking like a ain't noticed. AK, you stop all your motion. I put some on your head like Yoshi.
I'm
off
the petty, got stacked. That's the boy, hip in the stacked. That look coming back like I'm cracked. I had told that put you my sack. Black. I had got it shot in the back. Pay the cops to cover my tracks. Like, get them up to be for the spatula. He had came on my then I spread it. Can't go back and go for about a spatula. Get them pounds out of bags and we bagging them. I had put 20 sounds on the Devon truck. Then I told the little get a caddy up. Through the cardioscope, I see they mad at us. Yeah, I see they mad at us. With the black vendor door and it's mad at us. Got a baddie and she ain't American. Better shopping bell, all in America.
I got your in a headlock. Put on that in a sped out. Hit the gas looking for red dot. Headlock. Kick him to my last lock. What the them fed cost? 2 to 3 knock up head on. Headlock.
Yup, round me rogues. You ain't gotta ask, I'm told. Big 4-5 and 4.
Headlock.
I bustin' fucking head open. Killers on side of scope. And I put the play in motion.
Headlock.
On a takeover Tuesday. I don't know what it is about that song, but I like that song right there. Yellow Beezy, Young Thug. You want to hear independent artists? That's what we all really about. You just got to call us up. Let us know which one you support. If we ain't got it, we'll have it next week. Man, you just got to call in and request that music. So, all right, we're bringing it back. Takeover Tuesday. We still on our Who's Bumping Who's Getting Fat. We still got people on the chop block.
Yeah. We got some more. Okay. So, let me go here. Empire Star, is it Bashir Gray? Arrested
yes.
After wife runs to gas station for help, claiming he beat her for hours. So, Empire Star Bashir has been arrested for domestic violence. The police arrived at a scene at Circle K and Pebble Creek to help a woman. The woman had flagged down a citizen to help moments earlier at another gas station, stating that she has been assaulted by her husband, been assaulted at her home for several hours by her husband. The citizen then drove the victim to the Circle K and called 911. The victim told the police her husband was Bashir Gray, an actor on the TV series Empire. Investigators say the victim had numerous visible injuries on her body, and she stated she was strangled at one point. She was transported to an area hospital. When police went to the couple's home, Gray, he would not exit the residence due to a barricade situation. SWAT and crisis negotiations was called to the scene. The situation was finally resolved. He surrendered. He was taken into custody and booked in jail. The victim was treated for injuries and released from the hospital. There is so much to unpack here. We know with Monsters Radio, this is just the beginning, and I will give you guys updates throughout the time. When I know it, you will know it.
Did it say in there if he put her in a headlock? I'm sorry, I'm petty. It's too soon, ain't it? It's too soon.
Too soon.
I mean, damn. The shit people on Empire would do for ratings. I'm just saying, every time they should go down, something pop off. I don't... Just now, this is the one with Lucius.
Yeah, it's the one who played Hakeem. Mhm.
The one. This is the dude that played Hakeem.
Yes.
It's the young
He's
one.
He's saying he held her hostage.
How do you hold your wife hostage, though?
That's what I'm at.
For hours.
I mean,
for hours.
I don't understand. Okay. First of all, how big is she? Because he is kind of small. And I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't know. I can't even put myself in these situations because I'm gonna beat a nigga ass. I just can't even. I don't know.
Okay, so they say SWAT went to the house.
Uh-huh.
They talked it out. So he's in custody.
Mhm.
They don't say nothing like. I'm sorry. Did it say what he say happened?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah. Like you said, we're gonna find out. Yeah, this is just the beginning of this.
Him went to jail.
Yeah, we're just gonna wait. We ain't gonna judge him. We're gonna pray for him. We're gonna see what will come out, but.
Pop Smoke alleged murderers charged the death penalty on the table. So the two men and two teens who allegedly killed Pop Smoke have been slapped with murder charges, and while the death penalty is in play, prosecutors have not decided yet to seek it. The L.A. County announced charging against 19-year-old Corey Walker and 18-year-old Kendra Rogers, who were charged with murder with special circumstances allegations that the killing went down during the commission of a robbery and a burglary. The other two were 15 and 17, were charged with one count of murder and robbery in juvenile court. Their names weren't released because they're minors. Pop Smoke was shot and killed in February. We talked about the story through a home invasion. Even though the DA says they haven't decided on whether to pursue capital punishment yet, both adult men face life in prison if convicted.
Well, it is what it is. They did it. Hey, they're going to get everything they got coming to them. But this is the crazy part is I know a dude named Corey Walker. It ain't the same dude, but I'm just saying, I know a dude named Corey Walker. I'm like, damn. I know he's going to have it hard here coming up for a little minute. but can you imagine having a name like that? Somebody that's in the tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hush up. It's just, wow. I just can't see it. That's crazy.
Okay, y'all, what do you think about this one? Arkansas police officer kills colleague after threatening protesters. So, Calvin Sayers, a former Arkansas police officer kills colleague after threatening protesters. Calvin, a former Alexandria police officer, recently turned himself into the Arkansas State Police after fatally shooting a colleague through the front door of his home. Officer Scott reportedly drove to the home of Calvin to pick up a patrol car located in the area. In an attempt to reach Hutton, called and texted multiple times before approaching his door to knock. Calvin, watching a movie with his partner, immediately reached for his firearm before identifying who was behind his door. Through the peephole, Hutton noticed a dark shirt and a gun holster, causing him to shoot a single bullet through the door, then struck Hutton in the chest. Calvin became aware of the fact that he shot a fellow colleague. He called the ambulance and notified that he was involved in an officer-related shooting. During the audio of the phone call, you hear Calvin say, "All I seen was a gun. It was accidentally discharged." Calvin has informed authorities that the accidental shot came from trying to switch the hand he was holding the firearm with. However, authorities' affidavit states, authorities say that the bullet hole had contact residue with the door, believing the former officer had the gun pressed against the door while the bullet was shot. Additional court documents show that Calvin previously stated that if any protesters showed up at his home, he would shoot through the door without warning. Calvin says, is now facing manslaughter charges for the fatal shooting of Officer Hutton. He done shot. So he just shooting without warning. I'm going to just shoot you. If you come to my door, I'm just going to shoot you. Wow.
That's what he said. Open shot case. Boom. Death sentence. No, I shouldn't say that. But guilty. Just wow. I mean...
It sounds like shoot first, ask questions later.
Right.
Protesters.
You said what the fuck you doing though?
What the fuck? But I mean, come on, you can't do that.
You can't.
But the police do it all the time. So
that's what I said. Ain't that what the police doing?
He's just using his training. He's just using his training that they trained him with. What goes around definitely comes around sometimes.
Crazy.
Crazy. Did y'all see the picture I just sent y'all? Look at the picture I just sent y'all.
Hell no.
Do y'all see the picture I just sent? Y'all see the picture?
Please make this happen. That's where'd that come from? This Kanye with all. And see, whoever did this is wrong. This is wrong. Because you know why? How come they didn't put the daddy up there? The mama daddy. You know who I'm talking about. I ain't trying to be politically incorrect. Jenner. How come he ain't in there? I don't know what to say. I mean, what do we say
first
about that? Do we call him a lady
first
now?
First of all, his name is Bruce.
No, that's not his name
Bruce.
Now. That's Bruce is not his name.
What?
She has different names, right?
That's what his name gonna be when he gets the glory.
Okay, y'all, but wait. Hold on. Okay, I sent y'all the picture. Kanye West pulling 2% of voters in new poll seems to hurt Trump. Kanye has a snowball chance in hell to win the presidency because his first poll number sucked. But he could definitely play spoiler. Question is from whom? From the consultant who does the polling, Market Resorts, says that Yeezy's included in one of the candidates. He also clocked in 2%. That's out of 2,000 people polled. Granted, the other third-party candidates from the Liberation and Green Party aren't polling much higher than he was either. Both also hit the 2% and 1% respectively. Now, here's the interesting thing. When you think the rapper and producer getting in the race might hurt Biden, that's how Chance the Rappers and others see it. It didn't. In fact, it hurt Trump. According to the company who does the polling, Perez got dinged going from 40 to 39% when Kanye is a factor in the race. Biden stays firmly in the lead in either scenario, only at 48%, though. The prevailing thought is Kanye would splinter the Democratic votes, especially young and black voters, and possibly sabotage Biden in the process. Still lets all chill when it comes to polls, especially this early in the campaign. Just ask Hillary Clinton about those 2016 numbers. But still... That show comes to show you that when someone else is thrown in the game, the numbers become divided.
Right. And that's what they want. Now, don't quote me on this because I said Trump wasn't going to get elected. But ain't nobody going to vote for man, talking about the black vote going to go to Kanye. No. Maybe what? I can't even give you a number. Just the people who've been to his studio, them the ones that's going to vote for him. Maybe the people that go on tour with him, his congregation, they're going to vote for him. But outside of that, who voting for him? I'm not voting for him. One of y'all voting for him. Kanye, President.
I told you yesterday, I'm writing my own damn name in there, Etosha Yvonne Kemp for president. Stop playing with me. Yes, I said my government name because that's what they're going to say in glory. And then I'm going to put AKA Miss Unbelievable E dot to the fucking K. Yes, I am not voting for Nan 3 of them. Nan 3.
Nan 3. Nan 3. You heard what she said, Nan 3 of them.
In any order. You too.
In any order.
I ain't even like Kanye as a rapper. I know I ain't finna like him as a president.
Facts.
I tell you, I used to be the biggest Kanye fan. The early Kanye, why we always say the early Kanye, he was the truth. But I ain't going
to. I like
for
one
him.
Song.
I'm just saying.
Gold Digger. That's it. Kanye was.
That's it. That's the only song.
And I play it frequently.
I buy your next album before I vote for him. I'm just saying.
But yeah,
I like the old Kanye.
Man 3.
Right. Okay.
I like the broke jaw. I like the broke jaw Kanye.
I ain't gonna front. I do like some of Kanye's gospel music, though. It is kind of nice. I like the gospel Kanye. It is kind of nice. That's about it. But Kanye is a great example of what bipolar looks like as a musician, and he's wearing it. And it makes you just wonder if he has his medicine, what will he look like? Because we see what he looks like without it. So we can say bipolar is real. We have a real eye opener of Kanye and his when he's real manic and when he's not. I'm just saying. All right, so I don't know how many people watch The Real, but Tamara is departing from The Real. The first person who was kicked off The Real was Tamar Braxton, but Tamar now is the latest to leave The Real daytime talk show. The veteran actress have co-hosted the show since 2013. She took to Instagram to confirm her exit from the show. She said, for 7 years, my home and heart has been with the ladies, but now it's time for me to move on. I've changed my life for the better. I'm so proud to be leaving, but I'm leaving. She goes on to thank her fellow coworkers and fellow co-hosts. She will miss them all. She's thanking them for the support. Her departure is not shocking, but she has really been taken over by all the deaths that has been happening in her family and the death of her friend, that actress. Who was that actress that just passed away? Was one of her good friends, Naya. So now she's really not happy. And then Amanda Seals, who joined the show back in July, has announced her exit 6 months following her debut. So there's no word who will fill the seats of Tamar or Miss Seals. The two that are left are Lonnie Love and Adrian Houston and Jenny Ma. So if y'all are real fans,
they
are really dropping off fast.
Right. Yeah. I watch it from time to time. It's a great show. You know what I mean? You want to get the insight on what ladies are thinking about, what y'all was talking about. I like the Tamar on there. You know, I think they all had brought like a different personality. You know, they gave real good insight on women and what you ladies were going through. So I liked it that show. So, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, it's not like a religious thing to me because, you know, I don't get to watch TV like I used to. But, you know, if I could pop in and watch some TV, you know, great show to watch, something to get some insight, even for here on the podcast. I think I've used things that they talked about before. But, yeah, I mean, that sorry to see her go, but I can understand it, though. You know, you start to see a lot of people pass away in your life, and you start to reflect and look like, you know, what is really important. I know I work a lot and make a lot of money, but I've worked a lot of years. I've made a lot of money. At one point, do you start to say, I'm going to live right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can, I'm going to live right now. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? And, you know, especially if they die from the COVID, you know, now she wants, she's going to want to separate because, you know, she got kids. She got a family.
Yep.
Ain't nobody
mm-hmm.
trying to leave them.
She could have retired a long time ago if she wanted to, really, because she been doing damn TV since she was a little kid.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that she was going to retire after. I thought she was going to retire after her sister got killed. Remember, or her niece. Her niece got killed in California.
Yeah, I mean.
I thought she was going to retire after that. I thought that was going to be like, okay, let me settle down and just think about my family. But she did take a leave, but she came back. But now that her friend has drowned, I think she just can't hide it no more. You know, I think she really needs to just deal with, hey, I can't
mm-hmm.
be frenzied. You got to be able to keep it all together when you're on the face of something. And if you're faced mm-hmm. with something, you can't keep it all together. It's like that becomes a burden, and you don't want to become what you love a burden, because then you're not going to enjoy it anymore.
Yeah, that's sort of what happened to me with losing everybody, like, back to back to back. Like, I went into like a deep depression and didn't nobody really know. Like, I was just MIA, but I was dealing with so much.
Mhm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a lot. Like, I lost my granny and my grandfather and cousins, like, back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was hella hard.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, whenever you lose someone that you love that close, there's no closure or a time where you're gonna just be like, oh, I'm good. Like, it takes us, you know, it's like a progression. You love them, you miss them, but sometimes it may hit where you be like, why am I so sad? And that's because you're missing the person that they were to you. And then you just have to be like, okay, let me get back on my pivot foot. But sometimes you just got to be in that moment, but you can't let that moment overtake you, because that's when the depression and the anxiety comes in, and those are the things that it's hard not to do when that's all that you was learned at a time, you know, because I know I wasn't taught how to deal with stuff. And the older you get, the more you have to teach yourself how to deal with, you know, those overtaking emotions. Because when I was growing up, emotions, that wasn't learned. You go in that room and figure that shit out. But now we get to, as adults, figure it out mm-hmm. for ourselves, how to keep getting ourselves out of those dark places. And what helps the most is what helps you the most. For me, it's God and music. For somebody else, it may be something different, and writing. For somebody else, it may be something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you
it
know,
is hard.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, that was it.
Oh. Okay. We got two people. So Karen, one of the Karens, dead after getting hit by a fire truck.
Oh, no.
So, okay, Todd, that's not funny. A North Carolina who recently went viral on racist rants was later arrested for assault, is now fighting for her life after a bizarre accident involving a fire truck. She was hit by a fire truck after stepping out in front of traffic, according to a witness. She's suffering from life-threatening injuries is being investigated. So she's not dead. I don't know if she's dead or if she's not dead. Unfortunately, it says she was the one who was experienced racism at a black teen
a Muslim. She ripped off a head covering and grabbed a teen in the groin. I mean, she was clowning. So it said that she was dead, but then in the story it says she's alive. So I don't know if she's alive or dead, but karma's a mother sucker. Karen?
I mean, poor Karen. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's a tragedy, and I'm not trying to make fun of it, but I have a strong feeling she might have been pushed. I need investigators to pick up the pace on this. We need to find out what happened.
And then I will call and I will tell the story. But listen, Karen, I know some Karens who are I don't know why, but I know so many white Karens who are racist, which is ridiculous. It's like, why are you so mad? Like, what do we do to you? Seriously, stop it. So Karen, you Karens out there, you see what happened?
She's alive.
Karma.
I know we can't figure out if she's alive or not. I think she's gonna be alive because Karen is feisty. Karen is a fighter. You understand me?
Karen is a
fighter.
boop.
My bad, Karen. Back
so
up.
Bad.
Back
bad.
Up. My bad, Karen.
So bad.
My bad, Karen.
Was that a speed bump?
Was that Karen knocking off again?
Did y'all see the Karen get beat up? Did y'all see the Karen get beat up in the store?
The brakes off of her. The brakes off of her. They beat the brakes off of her.
Yes, sure they did.
The brakes.
No.
I bet she won't say nothing else no more. Karen got the brakes broke off. They broke off. Foot
what
off
happened?
In
what
the
happened?
Uranus.
She was in the store talking shit.
That.
And she was talking shit to the wrong one. The lady had already told her, listen, girl, I'm not the one. I'll beat your ass in this store. And she wasn't listening. And she got her ass whooped.
All up and down in that store. All up and down.
We can't do this, people. We can't do this. No.
Karen's
got to
understand that Karen's got to understand that she ain't free from an ass whooping. She ain't free from an ass whooping. She not. Watch your mouth. Watch who you talking to. Racism is everybody doesn't. Go ahead.
I just ran into a Karen yesterday while I was at work. Yeah, now I'm a manager of Kroger's, and I'm the manager of grocery pickup. So we shop for people and take their groceries to their car. So I'm picking an order, and this lady is in my way, and I'm trying to get my work done so I can take this lady her order. And she's going to look at me and say, excuse me, Missy, didn't they tell you need to be 6 feet back? I said, first of all, who the fuck is Missy? That's not my goddamn name. And second, bitch, I work in this store. You're in my way. And she just looked at me, and I said, you better walk off. Walk away, lady. It's not the walk away, I promise. Just walk away.
See? She said what she said. Don't come for me if I didn't send for you. You better understand what that means.
Walk away. Mind your business, because I definitely ain't the one.
Yeah, and apparently, like, this is, like, one of the big things right now. People, you know what I mean, getting real tight in stores about the distance. You know what I'm talking about.
You want to get tight about the business in the store, keep your ass at home. That's how I feel. Here you come to my workplace. Don't
stay 6 feet.
or go
walk
on this,
around.
Like, you know, not peak hours. Understand, you know, people moving around. Like you say, you work at the store. You're going to have to cut past people.
Right.
I think
okay,
the social distancing,
got...
the 6 feet, is just so y'all just can't be standing all near each other. Can't be holding up, passing each other, I guess. Let me stop for the CDC call.
All right, y'all, last
out.
Story. 6ix9ine, y'all know, Tekashi says he's surprised he hasn't died yet. After helping take down former... take down former... associates in the Nine Trade Gangster Blood Gang in federal court, 6ix9ine is living on the proverbial edge after being released in the public. Apparently, even he is shocked that he is still here. Tekashi is about 2 weeks away from being off of house arrest and becoming a free man. An Instagram blog questioned whether or not 6ix9ine will be active in the streets once he is free from his ankle monitor posing. Y'all thinking 6ix9ine going to be back running the streets when he gets off house arrest, or will he move out of America and hide out for the rest of his career? The Brooklyn rapper responded in the section, I'm surprised I haven't died yet, but it is not so bad being dead the way y'all support the artists after they die. Fake love. 6ix9ine has been popular even after skating a possible 40-year prison sentence by walking with the federal government. I'm coming home. He had released hit Goba and Troll featuring Nicki Minaj. He has previously stated he'll be running the streets if we were not on house arrest. His lawyer has expressed concern that he will be a target of gang members once he is not monitored by the police. He has went black on his Instagram. He's no longer strolling on Instagram. His ankle monitors. He will be ankle monitors removed, but he'll have 5 more years of supervised release and need permission to leave the Southern and Eastern District of New York. The rapper's lawyer, he will have to stay out of trouble and focus only on his music. So right now he has turned off his Instagram, according to his lawyer. He fears that his freedom is near, and he thinks that some crucial information about his whereabouts will be loose after he is released from prison. He's worried about his safety now.
Huh, you're worried now.
He worried now.
Well, I don't know if he's like the psychic snitch now. You know what I mean? It's like he's snitching on something that's about to happen or should be happening. That's what it sounds like now. I'm surprised I'm still alive. So you psychic snitch now? I think the torture he's going through now is like, is it coming or is it not? Can I move around? Can I not? So that's the torture he's going through now that I think. But I mean, if I was a judge, I'd send his ass back to jail then. If that's what you feel, all right, I got the safety in mind. Bam, lock his ass back up, solitary confinement.
Right.
And we're going to end that. You ain't got to worry about it. But I think it's, at the same time, I think he might be kind of smart. If that's how he's going to keep the attention on him. Now people want to see what's going to happen, you know what I mean, to keep them talking, so on and so forth. He's doing what he's got to do to keep his popularity out there at the end of the day. I don't know if he's doing all this extra stuff to get a movie or some other stuff, but he's definitely giving people content to pay attention to him. So on that level, kind of smart.
I'm sorry. If someone is smart, you know, the only reason why I think Nicki Minaj went with him right now, why he was on house arrest, because he was covered by house arrest. But if he was off house arrest, I doubt if she would even be sit. You know, even you don't know if you life or death with him. Someone could roll up on you in a minute and shoot you with messing around with him. So I think he knows that his life is.
he wants to die as a martyr now. You know what I mean? It's like, if I die, mm-hmm. I'm going to be a martyr because I survived snitching. Like, he wants his lifestyle to be something that of, I survived the gang life and I survived. Like, he's a superstar of surviving being a snitch. Like, yeah, that's smart, but then that's dumb as hell at the same point. Like, who wants to be around you when you get off? Like, I'll be looking over your shoulder. Yeah, look over your back, because there's somebody who don't give a fuck to go to jail or die. There's always that one who ain't learned that and will die as in their gang as a martyr, as killing the snitch. So you got to be aware of them streets.
Yeah. Now, my question is is this a song that him and Nicki already did? Is it a fresh new song?
It's a fresh new song
that they did. The only thing I can think of is smart move, but it backfired.
Yeah, because
hold on.
Nobody wants to talk to Nicki right
now. Now, and that's because it backfired, but reason why I can think of, this is the only thing I can think of that they was on when they decided to do that song with him. He was the most talked about person at the time. And that's really what you want. You want to deal with the relevance, but not on that level. Not the level that the attention he's getting is not the type of level you want to be associated with it when you're in the game of hip hop and actually the streets, connected to the streets, all that stuff. You don't want to be associated with that at all. They might let that slide into other places, I don't know where, but in this game of age, no, you don't want to be associated. And that's how it backfired. That's the only thing I can think of. The reason why they would even do a track with him is because of the attention he was getting, and they tried to squeeze in on it. They was betting that it would have went better for him, but no, he's being shunned. And that's just placement that's letting them survive. So that's the only thing I can think of that were her, but that kid. I mean, ain't it a violation of his probation? Him out there flexing on social media? Wasn't that part of it?
They allowed it. They watched him. They let him do as much as he they let him get real close.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's all Who's Up and Who's Getting Fat for tonight. It was monstrous.
Well, good. I'm glad, because I'm getting hungry. You know me, I'm so skinny. I get too many hunger pains, and I pass out just on the floor. What happened? He's hungry. Get him.
You get angry. You get cranky. You don't fall out. You get cranky. Ooh.
Whatever. Okay, like that commercial.
See,
I turned into like Roseanne Barr, Betty White. And you get me a Snicker.
You need a Snicker bar.
Fuck up, man. Fuck up.
Let's go get you a Snicker bar. Y'all tune in tomorrow for Wet Wednesday. Who knows what the topic is going to be. But yeah, we'll get it in tomorrow night. Affirm yourself is all I got. What you got, Jazzy, as we roll up out of here? Oh, Lord, she done got the mute game on.
Yep, I was on mute. Surely would, ma'am. I was. My last words are, stay safe and protect your family.
That's what's up. E-Monster, what you got?
I got tomorrow, wet Wednesday, where y'all gonna eat the Snicker box. Get it?
Hey, every nuts and every bite. Absolutely. Suck it down, look it down to the bone. Hey.
You're nasty.
We out. We out until tomorrow. Get my snooker. Make sure you have it.